When people come into this studio for the very first time, they take a peek in here, and one of the first things they always say is, what are all of those Peabody Awards for? Well, it's for public service.
We had to build a new shelf.
Public service like this segment we do.
I hear the train a-coming.
Brad and John behind the prison walls. Where we educate you on the downside to prison. I know occasionally you think about, the prison might not be that bad. I don't have to worry about my meals. My meals are covered.
Sometimes it's just a curiosity thing. We wonder what's going on there. Sometimes it's a scared straight.
If I got plumbing issues, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to call the guy. I don't have to pay for any of that. That's taken care of for me. Yeah, prison might not be that bad. Well, you're wrong. Right about now, El Chapo is being sentenced in a courtroom in New York, and it is expected he is heading to the Alcatraz of the Rockies, a place in Fremont, Colorado.
I imagine if you have $12 billion to your name, prison would be a harsh change.
Yeah, this is going to be a little different for El Chapo. The Alcatraz of the Rockies opened in 1994, houses about 400 male inmates, each assigned to one of six security levels. It's designed for 490 inmates, but it's never been at full capacity. The prisoners will spend 23 hours per day in single, soundproof cells with facilities made of poured concrete to deter self-harm and 24-hour supervision carried out intensively with high staff inmate ratios. Now, you're thinking, well, maybe El Chapo, maybe he can get a phone or something in there and he can call his friends if he's going to be in isolation all the time. No, phones are banned. And only limited broadcast entertainment is permitted.
Oh, he's getting basic cable.
He's got
4, 5, 7, 11, and 13.
He's going to have like 1970s television. Yeah, he's just going to get like the four channels.
Where do they stand on conjugal visits? Because when he was in court, he wanted to bring his girlfriend in. He wanted to bring his wife in. He needed some kind of physical touch to his, to bring him back to some sense of normalcy. And he was not allowed that.
Did they have conjugal visits at Alcatraz? I don't think so. So I don't think the Alcatraz of the Rockies is going to let you have that. Your 1 hour outside of the cell is for exercise. Now, you can, if you behave well enough, you can get a phone call once a day. The diet is restricted to ensure that the foods that these guys are served in their cell cannot be used to harm themselves or to create unhygienic conditions in their cell.
Well, then they better not feed them the Nutri-Loaf.
At least some cells have showers, which reduces the amount of handling guards need to do. All right, now here are some of El Chapo's new friends. These are the guys who are being housed in the Alcatraz of the Rockies right now.
Some of the other 400?
You might recognize some of these names. September 11th organizer Zacharias Moussaoui. 1993 World Trade Center bomber Ramzi Youssef. The shoe bomber is in there. Richard Reed, remember that dude?
Yeah, lit his shoe on fire on the American Airlines.
A couple of 1990s advisors to Osama bin Laden are now hanging in the Alcatraz of the Rockies. The Boston Marathon bomber is there. Ted Kaczynski is there. Oklahoma City bomber Terry Nichols. The Atlanta Olympic Centennial Park bomber is there.
Sounds like everybody's a bomber.
Yeah.
Come on, Chapo is probably looking to be a motivator. Let's put our heads together and come up with something to blow a door off this place and get out of here.
A half dozen double agents are in there. The 2005 Tacoma Mall shooter, if you remember that guy, is in there. And several mobsters are in the Alcatraz of the Rockies, where El Chapo is about to head. We'll find out a little later on this hour.